True Wealth. Oops, we are not doing good, are we? This is not sounding good. Let's see if we can fix this. Hello again and welcome. There we are. We're alive. We sound good. That was a tricky deal. Hello again and welcome to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. I am Kevin, your host. True Wealth is brought to you by Coins Plus, your full-service rare coin and precious metals broker, dealer, depository service, buying and selling all forms of precious metals all the time, specializing in scrap gold, jewelry, diamonds, rare coins, investment products. We've got some interesting stuff in right now, real quick, I'll say. So, folks, some people call. We've got a bunch of clients that want specific calls. The best thing is, like, we just had this big deal that we talked about with a bunch of really ultra deep cameo first strike stuff off the mints from Proof Coins, US Proof Coins. And people, basically, if you want some of that stuff, just send, pick a dollar amount and send it in. We had one item, for example, the 1964 Proof 69 Ultra Deep Cameo John F. Kennedy half dollar. Okay, probably one. It's one of the first few hundred off the die of, you know, what they end up making, a billion of those. So it's in the first couple hundred over a billion coins. And interestingly enough, we had we were asking $1,700 for it. And it just to put it in perspective how we sell, okay, we were asking $1,700 for it. A dealer who specializes in them found out we had it and contacted us and paid us $2,200. He didn't know what we were asking. But that, just to put it into perspective of how we charge for stuff, we knew it was worth $2,200. That's what the price guide said. But we like to sell our customers items at good prices that makes life easier for all of us down the road, makes you a profit, makes us a happy customer. So I've still been going through pricing some of that stuff. If you want to spend $5,000 or $10,000 or $2,000 or whatever, it's a special batch of stuff. It really is a special batch of stuff. If you don't know what I'm talking about, fine, do it anyway, because it's really good investment quality material. Just say you want some of the Proof Cameo certified material. What it basically means is, it's the very first coins ever struck off of the dies. Okay. So what they do is, the very first thing they do is they make proof dies, and those are the very specially prepared dies. And what happens with a proof die is they actually polish the die. Well, I'll step back. They create the die, and then they will actually sandblast or special chemically etch the die, and then they will polish the die, which is, if you think about it, the high points of the die become the low points of the coin, and it gives it this deep watery fields that have an incredible reflection to them. And then they will strike with incredible amounts of pressure, and they'll strike the coin sometimes 6, 7, 8 times to really impress that deeply into the coin, or into the, you know, to essentially to get that impression deep in there, right? To just get the detail just razor sharp. So we've got a group of those, a very fair amount. What this is a 20-year stash that I had hoarded up over, you know, buying many, many hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars worth of coins, saving the very special pieces, and then we got them certified. We're still going through boxes and boxes of them that have been freshly certified, just because I've been busy. In fact, so long story short, folks, you know what? Let's just stay on that topic real quick. If you want to invest with us, and many people do, you pick a dollar amount and send it in. We'll build your portfolio. If you just want gold, tell us. We'll do gold. Silver, whatever you like. We always have precious metals-based items in the portfolios. Often, you know, times we'll add in some extra, you know, some special pieces that we really believe in. One thing that is going on right now, you know, is that commodities are taking a little bit of a beating. That does not only apply to gold and silver, it applies to all commodities, okay? I mean, it's really, you know, it's supposedly the strong dollar policy. We are living in a very unique era. One thing I learned in college economics is that economics is about emotion. Now, that's a little shocking, but technically, economies run on emotion. If people feel good, then the economy is good, right? It's all in how well they feel about how things are going on around them. And in some ways, people are feeling good about what's going on around them. They're being told good things, and that's all good. Trump is a master campaigner, I believe. I think he's a master. I think he's had a tremendous amount of success or experience with his apprentice show. I think he learned to never back down. I will say I don't think Trump normally would back down. I think that Trump will always show strength. I just think that's his nature. He's always going to come across very powerful and very presidential. And in so many ways, it's appropriate. I think one of the biggest issues that we run up against is it's very, very appropriate that we have a president with the moral fortitude and strength of Trump. That's what America should look like for the most part. I will say one thing I appreciate, and I should be careful because it may change, is it seems like he's bragging less. It seems to me to be fairly braggadocious. And so he has tended to overinflate himself. I think he's learning that the facts, sometimes you just got to let the facts speak for themselves. And he also, we can talk about a lot of fun things, but he came out yesterday, he spoke. Now, yesterday was kind of a special day for me, unique. Why? Because Donald Trump spoke in my hometown of Great Falls, Montana. Of course, I had friends and relatives contacting me, all stoked up and excited and making sure I was watching on TV. And I actually missed a couple hours of boating because Trump talked for so long. But, you know, it was a special day. And I thought his speech was really good. I thought it was nice. It seemed nice. I don't know if that's ever the appropriate word for Donald J. Trump. But it was strong, it was powerful, it was appropriate, it was inspirational, if you will. It was correct, I guess. And so I got to watch him speak in my hometown. 6,600 people showed up at the main arena. And if I remember correctly, another 6,000 people piled in outside. That's kind of sad. Trump did make the comment that they're going to start putting up screens and loudspeakers, and I think that's appropriate. I mean, they need to be putting up screens and loudspeakers. I mean, people shouldn't be piling outside these things and not getting any feedback whatsoever. And people are showing up. No one has ever had the celebrity status as president of Donald Trump ever. No one's ever even come close to his celebrity status. So it's impressive, I guess, in a way. He really draws in the crowds. I can't quite tell you why. I mean, I understand he's the president. I understand he's got some celebrity ship, celebrityism, or whatever you want to call it. He's done very well for himself. He's gotten his name out there. He's well known, right? Donald J. Trump. He just brings him in. He packs the house. Why? I don't know. He speaks strong. He speaks confidently. He speaks controversially. He's a very interesting president. Remember the definition of the word Trump now. Final overriding factor or resource, right? I mean, is that kind of wow? You know, you should wow out on that one. But he has been our final overriding factor or resource. And so far, so good in ways. He's out. He may be taking a little bit of the bait from Kim Jong-un. It's one of the hardest things, I think, with our system is politics has just kind of progressively become dirtier and harsher and meaner and more destructive over time. I think everybody out there would agree with that. And every single thing has become about getting reelected, okay? Which is, you know, I mean, yeah, that's part of the game. It's our democratic process. But here's the thing. There's a twofold road to the getting reelected. There is the, okay, you elected me to represent you. You elected me to be a hero. You elected me to be courageous. You elected me to be strong. You elected me to go do what you told me to do, and I'm going to do it. I don't care. I'm going to trust you, the people who elected me. This is what you say you want. I'm going to go up there. I'm not going to be popular on Capitol Hill. I may offend a ton of people, but you, the people that vote, say this is what you want, and therefore I will give it to you, and I will trust in you to assist me in getting reelected. That's option one. Now, one of the major issues of that is the media absolutely devastates, annihilates, destroys any conservative who dares try to stand up for what's right and true and correct. Am I right? Okay. And so the media is absolutely corrupt. Donald J. Trump has appropriately referred to the media as fake news. And folks, like never before is it fake news. And what's terrible is I was gone for a bit. A few of you may not be aware of that. I hope the reruns they played were appropriate. I've had a few times where they play stuff that was very date specific. I missed the opportunity to wish you a happy 4th of July before Independence Day before it hit. That's kind of a bummer. We went to a function and we've got family traditions that we normally do. And, we did something a little different this year and went to a large gathering function. And we would have preferred to stay with the family, but anyway, it's happy belated 4th of July, Independence Day. God bless America, the home of the free and the land of the brave and land that I love, you know, and all that. I mean, God bless America, folks. And I will say that we have dealt with a lot of things. We've had a lot of growing pains over the years. We've had a lot of adaptations that are necessary. We've gone from the extremes of terrible slavery, terrible, terrible slavery, to literal genocide of the Native Americans. And I mean literal. And granted, I know Hollywood will twist and turn things here and there. But what we did was terrible. You look at like Wounded Knee, where the 7th Cavalry, they slaughtered over 300 men, women, and children. Just, and then they posed for pictures, proud of it. I mean, we had ads in newspapers to kill Indians and get a bounty. And, you know, and you look at these times and you look back then when we were harsh and cold and just ruthless. And then you look at now where we've become just a group of snowflakes. Just a wimpy bunch of snowflakes, you know, where we won't even stand up for ourselves. And God forbid we defend somebody's faith-ish, if you want to call certain religions faith. I mean, they all are, I suppose, because, you know, faith is believing in something you can't see. So, yeah, it's a faith for sure. But the fact of the matter is, you know, when you're looking at someone's faith like this, it's okay as an American. You have a right to speak out against it. You have a right to disagree. You have a right to defend your American way. You have a right to defend your faith. You have a right to speak the truth. You have a right to speak God's word. You have a right to freedom of speech. You need to remember that. Do not forget that, okay? Now, don't be obnoxious. You know, folks, there's a person in my life that I work with, and sometimes they, will say things in ways that are taken at maybe a little too harshly or whatever, and they tend to offend and hurt feelings. So, And I know in my case, when I assist them with those times where there's some guilty conscience and stuff, it's important to just constantly learn to become more diplomatic and more of an arbitrator. And, you know, we just have to be really good stewards of what God's given us, but we are his ambassadors. Do not forget that, okay? Now, I was talking a minute ago about getting reelected and being elected. So we talked about, you know, there's the option of just going in there like a bull in a china shop, which, you know, we don't all need to do that. We're not all made that way. But just getting in there and getting the job done, right? Just the way you've been called, you've been commissioned by the people. You have been elected by the people of the United States government, or how about the United States of America, not the government. Anyway, as a politician, you've been elected by these people to do a darn good job, period, to do what they ask. Now, then the media will slaughter you, belittle you, as Sean Hannity says, besmirch, which is an odd word, but they will absolutely lacerate you, okay? Lacerate you. So let it be. Let it be. Let them do what they do. Remember that certain celebrities... Remember Charlie Sheen and winning? I don't know if you remember that, where he said, I have tiger's blood running through my veins and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, it went on and his ratings went through the roof and he ended up, and it was all because he got fired for making a derogatory statement against a Jewish studio producer. Well, guess what? He was making $1 million an episode. After all of the negative publicity, guess what? He got double, right? So in Hollywood, bad news is good news. For you and I in our personal lives, we don't want bad news. We don't want people hearing bad things about us. I will tell you, one time we had a really weird situation here where we had, without getting into too much detail, I don't even know how to get into it without spending a bunch of time, but we were falsely accused. You know, there's a reason why one of the commandments warns against falsely accusing. That's because humans love to do it, okay? If it's important enough that God says don't falsely accuse your neighbor and it's in the top 10 list, you can be sure of one thing. It's something that comes natural to us, okay? So we were falsely accused of something and we had to have, you know, we had the police come and check things out. of course, everything we were accused of was proven false, and we were exonerated, and I was dealing with the, you know, the press. And I mean, that's been probably a decade ago, and it was generated by a bitter rival, if you want to call it that, or more appropriately, we'll call it an unhappy competitor. But the thing was, when it all said and done, I was scared. I went home. I'm like, oh, I'm done. I'm doomed. This false negative information has hit the marketplace about us. And do you know that right after that, the phone started ringing and people were going, what was that all about? They were like, I've never seen such a thing. You know, they're like, they found nothing. Nope. And there was no problems and, you know, whatnot. And it was just, you know, anyway, our business went up. It rose. Because people knew at that point we were clean. They knew that we operated. One of our motto is honesty, integrity, and professionalism in every transaction, folks. And we mean it. That we mean that. Do you understand that? We mean it. It's important to us. We want to be the best that we can be when we deal with you. Folks, I don't care what it is. I don't care if you have it. We'll pay you the most. I've got one. Now, realize sometimes there's employees that will quote prices over the phone that don't have the authority to do it, and they'll quote these real vague numbers like, you know, someone will say, what are 20 phones worth? And they'll say, oh, you know, around $200. Well, that's not a firm quote. That's just an employee, you know, kind of manning the phones. or if they say, what do you sell in America, 1 ounce American gold Eagles at? And they'll say, oh, you know, a couple percent over spot. Well, it's not an exact phone quote. It's just a general. At that point, a lot of people are like, oh, okay, that's about what I thought, thanks. And then if it gets really specific, then they'll transfer you to someone more powerful or someone with a little more, you know, knowledge or whatever. But just realize you can call and get a quote on just about anything at any time. And realize we, you know, one thing I would love is if there's people out there with really old, in fact, I've got a couple I need to go through, investment rarities packages and things like that. There's things they sold way back in the day that just they need to be traded out. And that just reminds me, I got to help some people out. Folks, forgive me. I've been gone a lot and had some family stuff come up. I had some serious, very serious family health issues, not myself, but within my family that I've been taking care of. And then after going through all of it and just extreme everything, my wife and I took my mother to Victoria, British Columbia for about 5 or 6 days. We wanted to go. We went and saw the Bouchard Gardens, and we wanted to go whale watching and all that. And of course, the weather wasn't the greatest. But as God takes care of us, we missed our flight. Our flight was canceled. Delta, you know, canceled the flight. We had to spend another night in a hotel there. We were at the Empress, if you've ever been there. It's this big old beautiful hotel where they have high tea in the afternoon. And we were at the Empress, and we happened, the day that we got held over was Canada Day. So it was her 151st anniversary. And they had fireworks and hors d'oeuvres and everything in it. And so it turned out to be a really good thing. It was God looking out for us, saying, you know, it was one of those little God kisses or whatever you want to call them, where he reaches out and he does something good for you. And that was very nice. But, you know, that worked out really well for us. So, but anyway, I was gone for a while. You had some other shows, and there's just a lot of stuff that's been going on that I really want to talk to you about. But that's one of my problems. I have so many things I want to talk about. So I just have notes I'm going to just go over. And folks, I want you to just keep in mind, we live in a beautiful time for buying metals. Commodities are crashing. That's a really harsh statement. How about we say no? How about we say commodities are going down pretty heavily? However, that doesn't really include precious metals. Precious metals have been soft, but I'm talking commodities. I'm talking, you know, wheat and barley and whatever, you know, steel, and commodities have just been taken a beating. So take advantage of that. I mean, folks, if you've got money waiting by the sidelines, for goodness sakes, my golly, get yourself in here. Let us help you square it up. One other thing I'll tell you is 401ks and IRAs. Folks, you've got a simple system, God ordained, God created in every way. It's just simplicity, okay? Now, I want you to understand something. This is very serious. If you go to a website called usdebtclock.org, this is from our government. It is a running clock of our debt, okay? Simple as that. $21 trillion in deficit. $21 trillion in deficit. That's currency that's created out of thin air, backed by nothing. Then from there, we multiply. We multiply in America because everything's got a fractional reserve banking system. We spend more than we have. We've got credit cards, essentially. We rack up debt. Without getting into too much specifics, I'm looking at the page right now. When I go down to the bottom, I have a little box that lists, I mean, this thing lists it all. It shows the running, it shows the U.S. national debt running, it shows debt per citizen, debt per taxpayer. You know, it goes through our tax revenues, our federal spending, our budget items, our how much interest we're paying. I mean, folks, do you realize that just per year, oh my gosh, per year, well, bottom line, when I go to the bottom middle, liability per taxpayer, liability per taxpayer is $1 million. $1 million. Then I go up from there. That's just liability per taxpayer for, let's see, that's for U.S. federal budget deficit gap, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, blah, blah, blah. I don't know what else. Unfunded liabilities. That alone is $1 million per taxpayer. Actually, truly, I think it's 986,000. So I'm exaggerating. It's only 986,000 per taxpayer. Then you have, I like this one. Up above, we have U.S. total interest paid, $2.6 trillion. Interest per citizen, $8,000. That's just year to date. Total debt, $71 trillion. Total debt per citizen, $200. This is not all the debt. This is just another little sector, okay? Just another little sector. This is $215,000 per citizen. Debt per family, $842,000. How about this one? Now watch this. Listen to this. Debt per family, $842,000. Guess what the savings per family is? $5,210. Well, folks, as I've said, I spent just a little bit of time in banking. Being sarcastic, I spent a lot of time in banking. I mean, enough to know what in the world's going on. If a person comes in and applies for a loan and they go, "Well, Mr. Walter, the debt our family is currently carrying is $842,000, not counting our mortgage. And our savings is $5,000, and we want to borrow some money." My answer to them is, "Well, I'm sorry, Mr. So-and-so, you're stretched too thin, and I'm going to be unable to help you as much as I wish I could. I would say, just from my simple-minded mathematics, the way I look at it, Mr. So-and-so, is you're bankrupt, okay?" And that is about where I would leave it, and I would be unable to help them. I do know a guy who a neighbor who does, bankruptcy financing, I guess you'd call it, which means he loans to people who are in bankruptcy who are in a tight spot and they've got a short window of opportunity, and he'll loan them money and tie up of whatever assets they have left and so on and so forth. That's in addition to our, you know, normal situation. So anyway, enough said about that. So anyhow, let's talk a little bit more about all these things. You know, Bouncy Kev, Mr. Bounce Around. Okay, let's talk. Let's talk. You want to hear a good quote? You will not believe who made this quote. This quote says, heaven has a wall. Okay, we're talking about building a border wall, and, you know, you got the left screaming that we're ripping families apart at the border and all this hate, these terrible things about us, right? Here's a quote from somebody, and then I'll tell you who the quote from is. The quote is this: heaven has a wall and strict immigration policies. Hell has open borders. I'll repeat it. I want you to think, who said this? Heaven has a wall and strict immigration policies. Hell has open borders. That, my friends, is a quote out of the mouth of Donald J. Trump. I'll repeat it again. Heaven has a wall, you know, you get the point, and strict immigration policies, correct? You have to meet a certain set of criteria to go to heaven. Faith in his son, Jesus Christ. Secondly, he says hell has open borders. True, right? I mean, they'll let anyone in. And it's sad, but it's true, is it not? So keep that in mind. Realize that is the truth. That is the situation that we're in. We do have, you know, we all have the option of seeking the truth, and we don't want to. The liberal left-wing agenda is so radical right now, folks. I never in my lifetime ever would have thought, I never would have thought I'd see this. In my lifetime, I remember listening when I was young in college and hearing that, you know, even from old timers like my father-in-law, who was like, you know, he's like, they'll never take us from the outside. They're going to destroy this country from within. And I'd be like, what is he talking about? What exactly is he talking about? Well, it's the fact that we've adopted, we're swallowing the poison. We're taking the poison pill. We're demanding the poison pill. We have a constituency. Our own people are demanding poison. They're like, give us poison. Give us socialism. Give it to us now. We want it now. And we're demanding it. Okay? So just realize we are demanding our own demise. And I will go on. Boy, don't you wish sometimes I could go a little faster? So Trump claims that, I love this Maxine Waters. I don't know if you guys watch the news, but this is this black gal that literally gets out there and spews just ignorant vitriol. Literally, to put it softly, that's what this gal spews, is ignorant vitriol, which means not smart hate, okay? Donald Trump came out and said she's got an IQ of 60. He said she's a low IQ person. I believe he's probably correct. IQ has a lot to do with everything, folks. IQ, and you know what? If you're not a high IQ person, it doesn't mean you're a bad person. But what it does mean is that you need to follow a high IQ person. You want to listen to the wisdom of a high IQ person, okay? So just make sure you put yourself in the presence of those that are intelligent, know God, know his word. There's all kinds of giftings out there, but a high IQ is a gift and a low IQ is a problem, especially when you don't know you have one. So he came out and said she was a low IQ person. He said he betted her IQ was in the 60s. Good for him. I mean, she behaves like it. She deserves it. Okay. There's some other stuffs about habits I want to talk about. In very interesting stuff. Let me pop over here. One, here's something that's pretty critical, right? Donald Trump gets to nominate another Supreme Court justice. Now, here's the fear. The fear is he's the president in the United States, okay? He has the ability to nominate somebody who could ultimately be the deciding vote to overturn Roe versus Wade, okay? Roe versus Wade is the abortion law. That is the law of the federal land that says a woman has a right to get an abortion. Now, people say, oh, no, if they overturn that, then abortion's automatically illegal nationally. No, that's not true. What it does at that point is it transfers the responsibility to the state where it belongs. This country was set up as an experiment. It was supposed to be, well, now 50, but it was supposed to be a series of individual states making their own laws, rules, and regulations as long as they did not violate people's constitutional rights. They were allowed to do whatever they wanted. The biggest problem with that is that now the feds are shelling money at every state in such quantities from school systems and highway projects and building projects. And so the Fed really controls a lot of what goes on out there that they never were designed to do. And, you know, just being Mr., just sticking with the positive tone. We're in that whole arena. We're not in a good spot. Bottom line, we're not in a good spot. Just honestly, folks, you know, but the fact of the matter is this land, this country is cursed in ways because of the blood that we shed of unborn children. I'm so sick and tired of hearing about people's rights, a woman's right to choose what to do with her body. Well, that portion of her body happens to have a different DNA, a different heartbeat, an absolute destiny that God has prepared for that person's life. An unborn child is a separate human being. Just because it happens to be in the womb of a mother, and of all places, where should a baby be protected? In the womb of her mother. And yet, for these women to argue and fight and say it's okay to murder, and I mean violently murder, a child that resides within them. God made that the safe zone. You know, it's not an easy place to access. It's not, abortion is not, you know, easy. It's not a natural process. So, pray. Pray your tail off. Pray. Because what they're trying to do is they're trying to get Trump to put someone in to replace Justice Kennedy, who is very radically moderate. Okay? Now, it's interesting that this Supreme Court justice is stepping down when he is, especially because he does tend to be liberal-ish, and I don't know, whatever, he can do whatever he wants. But the bottom line is, Donald Trump gets to appoint another Supreme Court justice. This stuff, you talk about the lay of the land. You talk about God's hand on this country. Praise the Lord. Let's hope and pray and beg and plead to God. Please, Lord Jesus, please allow Donald Trump to put into place a Supreme Court justice who will honor your word, who will honor your truths, who will glorify and exalt you in every way. Lord, I beg of you that you would use this as a healing method, a redemptive technique in order to protect America from your wrath and prepare us for whatever it is that's coming in the future. We all feel the chaos. We know where we're at. America's been through a lot. We're tough. We're thick-skinned. We make it. But folks, killing babies, sorry, not a good thing. There's no question. It's a sin and it's wrong. And now that we've gotten to the point where they call it women's reproductive rights, like it's just a medical practice, is pure foolishness. So, you know, So Trump gets to nominate another Supreme Court justice, and he really, you know, Trump doesn't play politics. I think that's what they hate and they don't get about him. The left is peddling unreasonable fears about Roe being overturned. They keep stating, like I said, that it would block all abortions nationally. Now, I'm not saying it's good that it won't or would or whatever. I'm just stating truth, okay? It's not true. It would simply pass the ultimate decision to the state level, okay? Conservatives are terrified of left-wing chaos and rebellion. I mean, this is where we're at, isn't it? You have the left attacking people at their homes. You've got people crawling up the Statue of Liberty, and what do they get? They cause them to shut down the entire park for tourists, you know, for an entire day. Whatever the name of the protest group is, I can't recall. It starts with an R. It's, you know, whatever. Resist against whatever. And the gal climbs the Statue of Liberty, and so what do? Shut down the park for the whole day. And you know what she gets? Trespassing and public disturbance, or trespassing and disorderly conduct. You know what she'll get? A slap on the wrist, okay? Not good. Not the way it's supposed to be, right? So not good. This is what's going on. That's why conservatives are getting, they're terrified of this left-wing radical outrage that is beginning to run through this nation. Whatever. I don't know. So the conservatives, anyway, okay, let's be simple. Let's be straight. What are we really facing right now, folks? Bottom line, this is the rise of socialism, okay? They're demanding their only hope, and that is bringing in illegals to vote for Trump, okay? The left is demanding the abolition of ICE, okay? Now, think about that. What is that saying? What does that mean? When you think about the fact that their immigration control and enforcement, that's what ICE means. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, okay? These are the people that protect the United States by promoting homeland security and public safety through the criminal and civil enforcement of federal laws that govern our border control, customs, our trade, immigration, whatever. Now, sure, the argument is we lived forever without them. They've only been around 15 years. They're blaming them for tearing families apart. And they've never intentionally torn families apart, but I will say that it is true that when families would try to immigrate, they were taking them apart. But Trump, once he found out, he put them back together, and that ain't right. You know, you don't want to do that to kids. And granted, we know why they're coming here, but that doesn't make it okay. And what's worse is the left wants them because they want to convert them over into socialism. Folks, these people come here and they get all kinds of stuff. And I know of so many personal situations that there's nothing false about it. It's true. They come here and they live in the possibility of making an income. They go on welfare and then they earn all this income under the table. I mean, I know of a Russian guy who I finally said something to. Basically, I told him not to disclose anything more to me because I was so fed up with it. I was ready to turn him in. He has a beautiful home out west of town. He buys and sells cars on the side. He has his whole family on welfare. He's the term horse trainer. He buys and sells stuff all the time. Everything's under the table. It's under fake LLCs and everything. I mean, this guy said that between welfare and his work, okay, he has like four children and in a nice little house. He said he's making over $127,000 a year. He said that the, what do you call it? The Social Security, or not Social Security, the welfare alone equates to like 60-some thousand a year with daycare. And he even got money from them to buy some kind of an SUV. They wanted him to buy a minivan with the money. And he said, I'm already on this contract with my brother, whatever. Doesn't matter. Bottom line is the left wants to bring these people into this country for a very good reason. And they're demanding the abolition of ICE. Now, I'm not a great big fan of over-bloated government. So I don't know all the details, but I do know what their intentions are. And they're not wanting to abolish ICE only because they're afraid of the budget issues, right? So we're faced with the rise of socialism right now. Please understand this. When the left hates a law, they say it's broken. They are demanding no application of border laws whatsoever. It is an evolution of a socialist coup, okay? A socialist takeover. Now, I'm gonna quote something that they're chanting in front of the White House, and just please forgive me for what it alludes to. I won't say the whole word, but please understand, this isn't me. So they say, F your borders, F your walls, we will make your system fall. These were all U.S. citizens. F your borders, F your walls, we will make the system fall. Think about it. F your borders, we'll make the system fall. These are, folks, this is the byproduct of the 60s, babies. This is where we've come. We've lost it, right? The Democratic Socialists of America, like Bernie Sanders, think about it. Bernie Sanders would have won if it wasn't for Hillary cheating. And Debbie Wasserman Schultz accidentally slipped up and got the word out that she was cheating. Word got out. It's real. We would have a socialist candidate and maybe a socialist president. I think Trump would have crushed him, but I don't care. That's pretty close for comfort, right? So the Democratic Socialists of America, like Bernie Sanders, they would have won if it wasn't for Hillary. Obama began this lie this socialistic lie. Folks, socialism doesn't work. When the state controls private property, it fails hard. Sweden has a crushing medical crisis. I love Margaret Thatcher's quote. She says, the trouble with socialism is you eventually run out of other people's money. Trump did stop the separation of families, which was going on. I think initially whether he knew or not, I don't know. But he did abolish it. He's no longer doing it. And so he stopped the separation of families, and the left won't stop attacking him. We've got anti-ICE protesters putting foreign criminals ahead of American rights and security. The Democrats are grasping for anything to attack Trump's policies. And, I mean, politics. I was sitting there this last few days saying, do I really have to cover this? I was like, there's so many other things I'd like to cover, but politics just seems to keep popping up in our lives. And I think that politics is in everybody's life now. People care. I mean, people are worried, people care. And so realize politics is a huge part of who we are. And it's the state and the nature of this country. People who say, I don't watch, I don't care. The problem with those people is they're the same people that will tell you that, you know, when things get to the point, well, they're the ones that will get walked off to the gulags and wondered what happened. Realize this. I think, and I think you do. I think I've got a pretty smart audience out there. So you got anti-ICE protesters putting up foreign criminals ahead of American rights. So they're grasping, like I said, for anything to attack Trump's policies. Millennials have 36% less income than the last generation did at the same age. They have the lowest levels of home ownership. Millennials have the lowest levels of home ownership since the Great Depression. Millennial employment may, well, they say that when they get employed, a lot of times their spirit and mindset changes. And they tend to become a little more intelligent and a little more personally responsible. Let's hope that's true, right? Let's hope it's true. Lowest home ownership since the Great Depression. Millennial employment may change their views, we've done that, of taxes and preserving income. A tax that on Sarah Sanders in restaurants and these other people, Maxine Waters, literally behaves insane. She calls out, this is a congresswoman from California, I think, or Arizona, whatever. She calls out for physical harassment, and she's a politician. The midterm elections have to prevail for conservatives, folks. We've got to have them. These radicals are visiting their homes. Radicals are visiting the homes of these politicians. They are literally screaming in blowhorns and everything else, inches from these people's faces. I can't even imagine. I just can't even imagine. So we've got to prevail in the midterm elections, which are coming up here in a bit. So the radicals are visiting these people's homes. They're screaming in their faces. The left is getting super desperate, and they will not comply. Their only point is harassment and intimidation. And since Trump got in office, there are more jobs than people to fill them. This is a big fact that's just hitting the streets. There are more jobs than people to fill them. The average Americans want border laws enforced, according to studies. So, you know, the left, there's some foolish quotes, you know, about they've strayed so far from the interests of America. Another quote is, ICE isn't doing what it was created to do. I read this and I'm like, what are you talking about? What was it created to do? People don't even know. President's using it as his own police force. ICE, that is. And they're trying to tell us that ICE makes us less safe. So we won't keep going on with this stuff. ICE deports criminals and seizes drugs and contraband, and so on and so forth. So, you know, they belong there. They do us right. They're necessary. They're good. I think you probably all agree about that fact. I wanted to talk today, believe it or not, about creating new habits. And it takes 21 days to make a new habit. So stick with whatever, you know, if you want to become a different person, you're struggling with addictions or whatever it is, 21 days, and there is hope and there is possibility. There's people that are you know, that are struggling with so much of this stuff, Lord. And oh my gosh, if they, you know, if they can get their lives cleaned up, it'd be awesome. So anyway, just work on becoming the best person you can be. I've got a whole bunch of other information I won't get into. I will keep it simple. I believe firmly in what we do at Coins Plus. I just think simplicity in a chaotic world is what God wants us to have. You know, like I said, give us a call. You just simply, you send in a check. We'll take care of it. This is something we do in high volume, high quantities, and for a long period of time. We will treat you right. We will do our best. We will treat you as if you were a relative of ours. We will treat you as a good friend. Because every one of our customers is my best friend. Without you, I could not exist. And I just wanted to extend that thank you and appreciation for all that you've done. Now, one thing I never have time to talk about, pray for us. Folks, because we're on the air, we're Christian-owned and operated, we do endure spiritual attack. Pray for us. There's been a lot of stuff going on. There's things. People in our business have had all kinds of issues. Just please take the time to pray for us. We need it. We appreciate it. We don't ask for donations or anything. We just want your prayers. Pray that God will protect us and bless us. Thanks for tuning in. Take care. God bless. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.